Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Yes, it is. Glad you're with us here today. It is not the 4th of July, the 5th of July, but it's the 6th of July. And Dr. Sherry Keffer, we always like to have her in on the 6th of July.
Well, hey, you know, it's great.
Trauma specialist.
On the 6th of July.
You know, we were watching...
Lots to celebrate.
I was thinking about you. We were watching fireworks, and I just could not help but think, this has to be traumatic for a lot of people. It has to be a trigger for post-traumatic stress disorder for folks that were in the war and stuff, hearing how loud the fireworks were this year where we were. I could not believe... And I was just thinking, you know... I thought of you. I just wondered if people, you know, would be getting some help this week because they were triggered by something that happened on the 4th.
So sounds similar.
Oh, gosh. They were so loud. I couldn't even believe it.
Well, but at least there might be some folks and then a lot of dogs.
Oh, our dogs.
I mean, how many dogs were react to that,
yeah,
you know?
Mine,
we had two or three with us in our, you know,
Pearl.
Everyone was hanging out. They all brought their dogs so they could comfort them while it was
Pearl was not happy. Anyway, we're glad you're with us here today. And if you need some help with anything, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, speaking of the 4th, we had this 4th of July special. And yesterday, a lot of people called. So I'm going to extend it one more day that you get this special deal, our New Life television. And Sherry, you're one of the big stars there. You get so many people watching your narcissism series, the series that you do on trauma. A lot of people what you do there.
I had a number of people contact me this week because we replayed the one you and I did on betrayal trauma.
Yeah.
Where they got you offline.
Right.
You had shared part of your betrayal story, and that came up in what we did together.
Right.
And the radio, the filming crew kept going.
Yeah.
And it was really a tender, authentic moment. And I had several people this week just say, hey, I saw that one. Made me cry when I saw Steve's share his story.
Well, I might start crying right now.
Yeah.
Just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is on there. And there are just some amazing programs that you won't see the material even covered here on radio, and it's such a deal. You get 4 months free. It's about $5 a month. So go to tv.newlife.com. Today is the end. No more. There are over 1,200 programs there.
We produce $60 for the year.
Yeah, we produce new ones. New programs every week are produced. So do that. Also, you know, we've been doing these things on freedom from guilt, and today, you know, one of the big steps on freedom from guilt is to kind of realize, we're all guilty of something. And the Bible says that everybody has sinned. So one of the things about saying, I am guilty is, I'm just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And if I've got some kind of perfectionistic standard, well, then maybe I need to deal with it. I was with a clinician yesterday, and he said, you know, Steve, you're very hard on yourself. And so I said, yes, I am, especially recently. And he said, well, you're going to have to stop that. And so I said, okay, I do. But it's always good to be reminded that you may be hard on yourself because your standard is maybe higher than the standard God has for you.
It is a great equalizer. I have folks that come to me that desperately want me to fix the person on the other side of their pain,
right,
like the person that's causing their pain.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, what can I do to go get them?
Right.
And when I walk them into their own stuff and their own attitudes, mm-hmm, and they see how they're doing the very thing yeah. that's being done to them. It's a great equalizer right. at the cross there.
It is.
Compassion flows.
All right, 1-800-229-3000. Come join us for the program.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, the whole point about that guilt step to guilt-free living was we've got 10 steps. That was one. You can get the other nine by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And in addition to that, I did... Well, I gave the phone number one time, but we're going to be in the studio for 2 hours, and it's 1-800-229-3000. And right now, we're going to go to the phone and talk to Mary from Washington, D.C., listening on WAVA. Hello, Mary. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to ask, how do I know the difference between forgiving someone or having to process a hurt that was triggered by a conversation with a family member the other day?
Okay, tell us what happened.
Okay, so I was having a conversation with my sister, and I had thanked her for not being involved in a conversation years ago where my mom and my other sister berated the man that I was going to marry. They had some concerns about his character, and they voiced these concerns. It was very painful. It was very hurtful. And I thank my sister for not being a part of that. But then the next day she said, well, the only reason I wasn't a part of it is because I wasn't in town that day. I had some concerns as well. And I told her, well, I forgive you too. I forgave my mom and my sister for having the conversation in the first place, but then I proceeded to tell her what they said. So I thought, well, have I really forgiven if this is coming out of my mouth so quickly and rapidly?
Well, just a point of interest, did you marry the guy?
I did, yeah. He's a great guy.
Yeah. And none of their concerns were valid?
None of their concerns were valid, not one.
So why do you think this husband that you have now that's proved, why do you think they came up with all this stuff? What was behind all that? Just wondering about that.
Yeah, my mom's husband, my dad, was what they were accusing my husband of.
Uh-huh.
He was a molester and just not a good man. So
okay.
That's the filter through which they see men.
And they had no evidence of any of this stuff, and then they said, this is what we think he's like.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's just really strange. Because on the one hand, I mean, given what you're saying, yeah, it's important to forgive. But on the other hand, you know, we're really into people expressing concerns about people before you marry them, so often what happens is somebody marries somebody, it's a disaster, and then you hear, oh, well, I could have told you that before you got married. Well, why didn't you tell me that? You know, it's and so I don't want to encourage anybody to not express concerns, but it sounds like these were totally in reaction to Dad versus this guy's character.
In a way, Mary, you're kind of a tar baby. A tar baby, meaning there was some tar, they were projected some of the sludge that came from what happened with your dad onto you, and they made a misjudgment. They misjudged your husband now based on their own pain that they hadn't processed. And so your question is about, have I forgiven them for their misjudgment? Because that's what they did.
Yes.
And so kind of like we started the show, I would ask a question of you, and it might be hard to find something in the moment, or it might be kind of easy. But my question to you would be, has there ever been a time when you float back, and has there ever been a time when you have misjudged someone? When you have made, you know, reacted to someone because you had a hunch or a feeling, or maybe projected something onto them?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Yeah, it is common. Kind of like Steve was talking about, we're all at the cross. And when we've had people that have impacted us, and especially with molestation and betrayal and hurt, those are big wounds. And so people get attached to that. And they can even put that on you. They get scared. They get scared of all men. I have people come to me that are afraid of men, period, because of what they've grown up with and how much they've been impacted by and wounded by men. And so without them doing their work, of course they would have slung their tar on you. But releasing them from that misjudgment is really your work to do. And some of that comes by just realizing we all do it. It's hurtful. Right.
So the sense is kind of that you probably have a little bit of a grudge still there, you know? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And Sherry's saying you get in touch with your own ability to misjudge and you let him off the hook. And if your father was that evil, that'd be pretty tough to have all that cleaned up and just think any other man is just a wonderful human being.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And you know what? Here's the thing. Were they doing it because they hate you and they didn't want you to be married to a nice guy? I don't think so.
They were afraid. See? It's like they were afraid for you. You could have married any man. You could have had 100 men lined up, and they probably would have had something negative to say about any of them. But really, your best antidote for this, Mary, is that you and your husband are a story of redemption for them. Do you know that? You guys, every day, you guys stay committed and loving each other and being that couple. Your family, you're changing the way that they see men. It is a story of redemption.
Really good.
Yeah. So sport it. Wear it well. Thank the Lord for it.
Yeah.
So why stay in the coffin of unforgiveness when you have a story of redemption? It's kind of like, you know, Jesus, did they kill him on the cross? Yes. But you know what? They didn't keep a good man down. He rose in 3 days.
Yeah.
And then he sported his story of redemption. Good Friday, we think about the cross. But, you know, do you really want to hang on to the sludge? Do you want to hang on to that crucifixion story on their judgment? Or do you want to just sport your redemption? Do you want to just live to make a change?
How do I let go of the demand that they apologize, like a silent demand that, you know, I really want them to apologize? Of course, they haven't.
Well, because they weren't acting out of ill motives.
Hmm.
Have they ever said anything good about your husband?
Not really.
In all these years, they've never said anything good.
They started calling him by his name, which was good. They haven't been malicious, so that's progress.
Yeah.
Of course, he would sense all this. He would feel all this rejection and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you're just going to have to be the big sister here, like in the Bible, being the the stronger of the two believers, and you're going to have to let it go.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, we all long for that person to apologize. And for many of us, we never get it. And forgiveness is not about getting what we want. It's about getting unhooked from that bitterness. Because that bitterness is just going to eat away at your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to let God be the judge of them and their inability or unwillingness to not own what they did. If you've been clear about how that's hurt you, then that's all we can do, and then we need to let it go.
Now, let me give you some help here. I'm going to give you a subscription to tv.newlife.com. And Sherry did a clip, or she did actually 6 ways to get rid of bitterness.
Oh,
it's very powerful. She shares her own disappointment, how she stayed angry. But in the end, that root of bitterness, it keeps those beautiful flowers of the Spirit from blooming. Let me play this for you. It's a little piece of what you're going to learn about bitterness from this. I'll give you the subscription to it, tv.newlife.com.
Work that you're doing, right? When you get to that deep pain and you're digging up that root of bitterness and you're getting some salve, some empathy on that, okay? What often springs up when with me or other people that I'm working with is this idea that, well, they need to, the person that hurt me needs to apologize. They need to say they're sorry. They need to pay me back for what they did. I wish it was that way, but it's not. I didn't get a payback. I don't have a child to show for my loss. I don't. I have a stepson now, and I thank God for him. I love Coleman. But as far as me having a baby, that is something that can't be paid back. And so I could stand there with my fist in the air for the next 10 years and be angry about that, and it could eat my lunch. Or I can begin to readjust my expectations.
There you go. Perfect.
Bam. We didn't even plan that.
No. So it's coming your way. Anybody else that's part of you, today's the only day, last day you can sign up for the delayed 4th of July through the 6th of July special. 4 months free. It comes to about $5 a month to get all of these programs just like that to meet a specific need for you. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. If you want a subscription, it's tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com. Let's go to Victoria from Seattle, Washington. Hello, Victoria. How are you today?
Hello. Well, I would be better if my problems were solved.
All right. Well, let's see what we can do here.
Okay. My issue is, by the way, I'm have you on speakerphone. Is that okay?
Absolutely. We've got you on speakerphone, too.
Oh, okay. I was in a very abusive marriage for 18 years, but it ended in 1990, so it's been a while. Meanwhile, my now adult son seems to have learned his father's behavior. It actually started almost the minute that we separated, but it's getting worse and worse, and I've been trying this and that and 15 other things. I've been trying to get counseling from, a church, and I'm not getting anywhere, and I'm pretty good at distancing myself. I've put distance between us, but now, of course, we're estranged, and we have been estranged for years, my son and I. And I'm also a stranger to the grandchildren because I put distance between myself because it's never safe, to be there. And now he's mad at me because I'm not in their life. And I said, well, you know, let's try and start all over again. And we had what was supposed to be a nice talk and lunch the other day. And, halfway into it, as we're walking out of the restaurant, the whole dance began again with, you know, if only you could go and get yourself fixed and all mm-hmm. my problems would go away. And how do you think yeah. I feel that you're not in okay. our life?
Got it. So what is the question for us, Victoria? What could we do to help you?
How do I navigate? I mean, I know how to distance myself, but I don't know how to navigate a relationship with the abusive behavior where I'm always the crazy person and, you know, I'm always treated disrespectful, and I can only take so much before I, again, you know, put distance between us. The children
right.
don't respect.
Just to keep you safe. All right, we're going to help you right after this, so you hold on, all right? Okay. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you need some help. If you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000, 1-800-229-3000. Really glad that you're with us here today. Pray for those that call us, please. We'll be back after this. Hi, Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich. We want to talk to you about our Intimacy Intensive for Marriages.
The Intimacy in Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 22nd through the 24th.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together. We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy levels of their life.
One of the things that we're going to do in this weekend is address the issues of sexuality, emotional intimacy, physical touch, things that the church traditionally does not address. We're going to be a place where you can come and really bring the real you, your real marriage, and it can be a very safe place.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
You come join us. We would love to have you there. I think we can meet some needs for you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We were just talking about handy travel tips here. Now, Victoria. All right. So, Sherry, it seems to me Victoria kind of can't win here because they get into their thing again about how she's abandoned and they start to beat her up. And then she distances herself again. Now they don't want to be a part of her because, once again, she's pulled away. So, you know, sometimes things just don't work out. People just don't ever quit being mean to you or bringing up the past or causing you distress. And so I just wonder if there's anything she could do other than walk away, because that's what she does. They get strange and mean, and then she walks away.
Well, so Victoria, do you know what your name means?
Yes, I certainly do.
What does it mean?
Overcomer.
I know. And I love that you are trying to overcome this, because that's what your name means. And
can I interrupt you for just a moment? And see, the reason I called in is because I haven't been able to find a counselor that would work with me to address this, or any support groups with Christian values that would be supportive of me. So I don't know what kind of work I can do.
Well, let me tell you something. Seattle just happens to be a hotbed for a number of our New Life therapists. I know, because we do a number of workshops there. We've got some good people in Seattle. But let me tell you, and I want you to hold on to me for a second, because I love that your name is Overcomer. But when I hear you talk, because of what's happened to you in your abusive marriage, you end up coming from more of a victim place. It's the opposite of your name.
I know.
And Overcomers, God has given you the name of an overcomer.
I know.
And so I love that you could hear that from me. I love that you didn't get offended, because when I'm listening to you and how you feel and how you are with your son, you move to that victim place and then you can't overcome there. And the only alternative you take is to pull away, because victims retreat. They don't overcome. So I love the fact that you want to meet with somebody. In fact, I think your son has some anger that's coming out of his hurt. And
yes, absolutely. I know that for a fact. I just don't know where to get help.
I get it. Well, we've got some people in your area, because I think you're going to benefit from having a third party in the room to help you hold on to yourself while you guys have some tough discussions here, because
he won't go. I've suggested it for years and years that we do something together and get counseling, but his comments boil down to, no, there's nothing wrong with me. You go and get yourself fixed, and then things are going to be well. And so I don't know where to go and get myself fixed.
So this is what I would say.
Victoria.
All right,
Victoria,
here we go.
This is what I would say. I would say, you know what, son? I am going to go, and I'm going to go see someone to help me know how to have a conversation with you. Because I love you, and I want to be around you, and I want to be around those grandbabies. And whatever I need to do to overcome this, I will. And I hope at some point, because I love you, son, as I go in and work on getting my issues worked on, that you at some point will join me for a few sessions so that I can reengage with you. That's what I want you to tell him. That's what I want you to find in a therapist with New Life, and stay on the line, and we'll get you hooked in, right, Steve?
Yeah, I think what you have to do is say to him, and the way Sherry said it, okay, I'm going to get myself well. And then with us, maybe even us helping you find the best church in Seattle to get the most support, you come back to him in 6 months or a year and say, I said I was going to.
I'm ready to have
I
the
did
conversation.
It. I now I'm ready. Okay?
Will you come with me?
All right.
Yeah. Will you come with me? We're the third party, right, and we can get through this.
Hold on. Let me send you Healing is a Choice, and I hope that's going to be a blessing to you. All right, let's go to Rick from Dallas, Texas. I believe he's on line number 6 there. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Doing well, thanks, Steve. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, what's going on?
I have a sister that's 62 that a couple of years ago was diagnosed as being bipolar, and we believe that she actually is.
Okay.
She will not acknowledge that there is any kind of a problem and will not stay on any kind of medication. So my question really is, what can we as her family expect as this progresses?
Yeah, not good is what you can expect.
Kind of a bumpy ride, right?
Okay.
Because people have to own their own wellness. People have to own their own wellness, and sometimes folks with bipolar disorder have to walk a long, bumpy road before they're willing to really look at it. It's a brain chemistry issue. Really, bipolar is not about your sister. It's about her brain, period. Folks that I work with bipolar, when they get on the right medication, they level out. And people around them go, ah, it's so much nicer to be with you.
Mm.
Right?
That's right. But that's not happening.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and I wish we had better news for you there, Rick. But, you know, maybe Sherry, it's he's going to see more when things are down. He's going to see more what?
Depression, agitation, kind of dark times. Maybe, you know, you might see her spending, shopping, agitated, job losses, right? There's this up and down. And I don't know if you're calling because you're wondering what you guys need to do. Because sometimes family members continue to bail out people from their problems with bipolar, and it doesn't help them get to their bottom, right? Because they have to take responsibility. And if they keep getting bailed out financially and all that, it doesn't help them heal.
Right, and we when this first started, I took her in for about 9 months. She's divorced. She lives on her own, and so I took her in for about 9 months, but it became obvious that we weren't getting anywhere, and so I just told her I wasn't going to be able to continue with doing that. And so every time I speak to her, I try to encourage her to get on the medication that the doctors have prescribed because she does do better when she's on it.
Of course,
and it just anchors her And she just like, you know, there's nothing wrong with me. We have mental illness in our family history. My other sister was schizophrenic and has since passed on. And, you know, she goes, I'm just not like her. I don't have her problems.
And you're right. And, so she's got a lot of shame. Do you hear the shame?
Yeah.
I have a lot of shame. I'm not like my sister who's schizophrenic.
Right.
And so to affirm her and say, you're absolutely not. You're not like her. I just would hope at some point that you can get some help for that brain of yours, because I love you.
I would be saying things like, you know, fortunately, if you take medication, you never are going to be like her. But if you don't help your brain, you could end up in worse shape than her. But you're right. You don't have what she has. Your situation isn't that severe. It's not even like that. But oh my goodness, you're kind of setting yourself up for anything that might happen to you if you don't follow doctor's orders.
Okay. The issue that my wife and I have dealt with whether to let her move in with us, and we just decided that's not, we can't.
Good for you. Good for you. And I know it's tempting, right? Because you worry. But as she's out in life unmedicated and it's hard, I want you to stay connected in love to her, right? But she will begin to figure out that she's, her life's unmanageable. That's the first step of the 12 steps. Hi,
yeah,
my name is so-and-so and my life has become unmanageable. I've got bipolar disorder and I think I might need some brain help.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. We'll be there for her then. And
good.
When it hits the bottom, we'll be there to try to help her get back.
Hey, I'm wondering about this. If she were to be on medication for 90 days or 6 months, would you let her move in?
Yeah, possibly if I could see that there was an improvement. She was court ordered to stay on the medication for a year.
Oh my goodness.
And she stayed on it, and as soon as the court order was up, then she quit taking it.
Yep.
And well, if you guys have it in you to help her, you might say, I got to tell you, if you ever make a commitment to stay on medication for the rest of your life or until a doctor says you don't need it, and you do that for 90 days, you can come live with us.
Yeah, we've essentially told her that, and she's just like, I don't know why I need to be on medication. There's nothing wrong with me.
Okay.
So now, let me give you a great resource for you and your wife. It's NAMI, N-A-M-I. N as in Nancy, A as in apple, M as in mouse, I as in ice cream. It's a national organization for people around mental illness, and there are lots of folks like you that have family members that are living untreated with bipolar, and they can provide some support for you guys and maybe even have some groups for your sister. So great. There's a national resource, so hope you can hook into that.
I will look into that, and I appreciate your help.
You got it.
All right. God bless you there, and let me send you Every Man's Bible. It's the best-selling men's Bible right now, and there are guys reading the Bible. I hear their spouses say, never read the Bible. Until finally, I got this one, or he got it, and now he reads it every day. Every Man's Bible. Coming your way. Now, let's go to Joe. Joe is calling us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Listens online. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. How can we help?
Yes, I am a divorcee, and I am dating a girl who has been divorced in the past. I have two children, and she does not have any kids. My question was about, her, she's a very controlling person. One of the things she wants me to do is, for example, I'm not terribly heavy or anything, but she wants me to lose weight. She wants me to diet a certain amount for 6 months. And, one of the other things is she wants me to have a certain level of saving every month. So her father is a very controlling person as well. They have had problems in the past, her father and her mother. So she's very stubborn as well, like her father. To add to the story, as far as work, she's a physician and she makes much more money than I do. I'm just wondering, how does all this play in your relationship, let's say marriage, now on forward?
Well, sounds like to me, at that time when she should be putting her best foot forward, she's controlling your foot, telling you where to put it and what shoe to put on it and all that. Joe, just curious, what is so fantastic about this controlling person that you would be thinking, this is what I have been looking for?
We have we have been, you know, when she's not controlling, she's a great person, you know. But every so often she has these times, like very recently, where, you know, she tries to set things high end, which is okay. I'm open to that. But sometimes I feel like, you know, it's almost to a level of she's, you know, very persistent and very repetitive.
Now you're back to what is not very fantastic about her. So you said that she's wonderful when she's not controlling, I think you said.
Right. I mean, we get along very well. You know, we are both from the same culture. I am originally from India. Our, mm-hmm. family, you know, our culture is Indian, too. That is a big reason for us to connect. We are both Christians. You know, she believes in, you know, missions. I do, too. You know, we both
okay.
love well,
let,
the Lord.
Let, all right, hold on. Let's see what Sherry says about a man that's attracted to a woman who's very controlling at the point where she should be putting her best foot forward, and her father's very controlling also. What do you think, Sherry? What should he be thinking, looking at, doing?
Well, Joe, I loved Steve's question. I loved his question. And I don't know that we really got an answer, because something in you, she's already changing you. She's not okay with you as you are.
Right.
Why would you want to stay with a woman that's already trying to change you? She's got controlling, perfectionistic tendencies. And it's as if you're trying to, I mean, think about it. You're calling a nationally syndicated radio show to get
right.
our opinion. That's kind of, think about that for a second. That's how in distress you are.
Now, let me just quickly review with you some of the situations where somebody that was controlling when they were dating,
right.
once they got married, all of a sudden, they no longer were controlling. Let me think back of how many times that's happened. Whoa, that's never happened.
There's wind blowing through his brain right now. I can hear it.
Joe,
I can hear it, Joe. There was wind.
It never happens. In fact,
it gets
just
worse.
Just the opposite. Once you put the ring on, eat a little wedding cake. Oh, my goodness. The wedding cake has controlling hormones in it. It's amazing.
So I think, I think you're enamored by her. I think you're enamored by her. I think she's very together. Right? She's together professionally. She's not chaotic. There's something about her control that soothes you. And I don't know if you grew up in a home with either a controlling parent or maybe chaos, or maybe your first wife might have been pretty chaotic. And so kind of swinging the pendulum, swinging the other way, you're going, okay, well, at least she's not chaotic like my ex-wife. But I think you're going down a path that's going to be equally as painful. Because if somebody is already trying to change you, she doesn't respect you for who you are. And you will feel disrespected in your marriage. Is that what you want?
Here is my question on the same front, please, if you give permission. My question in the first place I would imagine in a quest to make, you know, sanctification, if you call it, marriage does have a role in making you
better. Hold on.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense, and I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're talking to Joe. Now, Joe, we gave you some really strong advice there based on our experience with thousands, literally thousands of people. I think you were about to get spiritual on us there at the end, so go with that for a minute. What were you going to ask about sanctification?
I'm just wondering if I am thinking too much into it, and if it is normal for, you know, a relationship, even maybe before marriage, for somebody to tell me what is right or what is the right thing to do, you know?
Is it normal for her to tell you what is right before you get married?
As in, you know, things like, you know, if I have to lose weight or if I, you know, if I might.
Well, aren't we telling, are you listening to what we're saying? We're saying, no, that's not right. What you want to be is you want to be dating somebody who realizes that as we age, it's kind of a losing battle for most people, and you're probably going to be gaining weight. And you want to hear from her while you're dating, you know, honey, I hope we'll always exercise together and be active and be excited about life. But I just want you to know, 10 pounds heavier, I love you even more.
Right.
That's that's the kind of person I want you to be with.
Right.
So she's already speaking into how you look. She's already speaking into the amount of money you make and how you need to tithe again. And you did move to sanctification, but the word that came up was emasculation.
Right.
And you say right, but it's painful to watch men get emasculated or, you know.
And more painful to watch guys sign up for it. Hello? Let's see. There are 8 billion women out there. I'm going to get the one who's the least satisfied with who I am. Now, we're not going to tell you anything else because you have a decision to make. You've invested time, money, emotion into her. You guys physically sexual with each other?
No.
Okay. Don't go there, because when you start to pull away from her, she might use every trick in the book to keep you.
Gotcha.
And because you might hear something or feel something from her, I don't really like you the way you are, but please don't leave me. Okay?
Right.
All right. It's the best advice I can give you. I'm going to send you a copy of the 12 Laws of Life Recovery, because it's got some stuff in there. If you do them, you would know for sure what to do next, and I'm going to send you, is this the one?
That'd be a great resource for him.
But I want you to cross it out and title the book, This Is Not the One, okay? Because it's just not going to go well.
I know, Joe. We're loving on Joe, right? And it's so funny because we sound so sure of ourselves, but you're dating. You're not married yet. And I guess we take so many calls of people that are just stuck and trapped and then have all these other behaviors that are leaking out because they said yes.
And if she came on by the office when we were talking to her, we'd say, you know what? There is so much good in you and so much hope for you. But we've noticed some things that we think you probably ought to work on.
The expectations.
And, yeah, and like, so would you like to work on those? Great. Because then after she worked on them for a year, then maybe things would be different.
Yeah.
A lot of times you're not dating Miss Wrong. You're dating Miss Not Right Now. And so this woman is Miss Not Right Now, for sure. Maybe not Miss Wrong. But she is Miss Critical.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And she is Miss Meet My Expectation, or I'm not going to be happy.
Yeah. Whew.
All right. Let me give you a testimony here. It's from Clifford. He said, I learned more about myself during that Every Man's Battle weekend than I ever have. It was so encouraging to share my struggle without fear of judgment. It was so freeing. I will never forget my time there or the friendships that I formed. I always thought I had it together, and I realized, you know what? I'm broken. But now I can truly start to heal. Hey, guys, listen to that.
That's awesome.
That could be you. You could be sitting there thinking, yeah, I got it all together. Sure, everybody says this pornography thing is... You know what? Yesterday we had Tim Clinton in. Said, Tim, what's the big problem out there? Pornography.
Yeah.
He doesn't work with us. Mm-hmm. He didn't write Every Man's Battle. But he comes in and says, it's pornography.
Yep.
Guys, go get it taken care of in Denver on Friday. You can still get in. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Women, if there's a man in your life that needs to get it taken care of, 75% of the men that come, a woman made the first phone call. So how about you pick up the phone and say, give me the info, he needs to do this. All right? It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Here's another little testimony. My husband said he didn't think we needed to commit all the time to go sit face-to-face in a counselor's office. But now we take turns choosing the topic on TV.NewLife.com, and the 15 to 20 minutes is time well spent for both of us. I think we're moving in the right direction. Thank you.
Wow.
New life. How about that?
That's awesome. It's bringing it in-house.
Yeah. So,
for today,
TV.NewLife.com. If he won't go, get this.
It's awesome.
By the way, I know you've never heard me make a mistake here, but it did happen. I said Denver, and it's really Chicago. And some of you are thinking, oh, bummer. I was thinking Denver's too far, but I live in Chicago. Hey, maybe God wants you to go there, and he put it in Chicago just for you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and go to
Every
Man's
Battle.
Or, also, women, get that special and have him sit down and watch TV.NEW-LIFE.com with you, especially if he's bitter. You know, we played that little thing that Sherry did on bitterness. It's so, so very good, as all of them are. If we can help you, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or if you can help us, it is that same number. And for a gift of any amount, Henry Cloud did a CD entitled Changing What Never Seems to Change. Changing What Never Seems to Change. Now, most of you know Henry's one of the wisest people that ever was born. And here he is giving you something that you need. Because all of us can change stuff that changes, and we can go with the flow. But boy, there are those things that just don't move. Well, that's our gift to you when you give us a gift of any amount. So just call us. Say, here's $10. Send me that CD. And then if you join Club New Life, well, you get a tote bag and a coffee mug and a thumb drive with teaching from TV.NewLife and John Townsend's book, You Can Do This, and some of my artwork from over there in Israel, some poppies, and their note cards. We'd love for you to have all that as our way of saying thank you for supporting this ministry. And it's because of this support that we can have people like Sherry on. Now, I was in the office where Sherry does counseling, and I was going in to meet with Rick Tanzi, who does Max My Brain, who has reprogrammed my brain. And some of you all, now the malfunctions, don't blame it on him. But anyway, I've done some great work with him. I was sitting there, two people in the lobby, and they're listeners of New Life, and they were talking about the help that they're getting because they heard the program. Then they went to, one went to Women in the Battle, one went to Every Man's Battle. One was going to see Sherry, and the other was going in to see Kyle, her husband. But see, they were doing something rather than sitting back saying, why isn't God delivering that miracle I've been praying for? Hey, he was delivering the miracle through people, through their getting in the car and going and meet with somebody. When you're ready to do that, we'll find that person for you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.